Well, welcome back to another episode of This Modern Brand, the podcast where we pull the curtain back on some of America's most influential brands to break down their strategies, values, and innovations. I'm your host, Jason Parks. My co-host today is Steph Parker, Chief Client Experience Officer here at Barclay OKRP. Steph, welcome to the pod.
My gosh, thanks, Jason. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm particularly excited, well, to co-host with you, of course, but I'm not going to lie, I think I'm slightly more excited to talk to our guest today.
Hey, I don't blame you. I totally understand.
All right, so when I say ear piercing, what brand comes to mind for you?
Well, this is an easy one. I mean, I'm the father of a 16-year-old daughter. It's clearly Claire's, right? All day long.
All day long. And as the mother of an 8-year-old daughter, I'm going to win some cool points tonight with this one. So Claire's, they've been on an iconic brand rise for tweens for over 60 years. And they've been doing some really interesting work to capture the hearts and the minds of Gen Z and Gen Alpha. And here to talk about it all with us today is Kristen Patrick, EVP, Chief Marketing Officer, and Head of E-commerce at Claire's. Kristen, welcome to This Modern Brand. As you can tell, we're both very excited to have you on the show today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
I want to see your business card. That is one long title. Pretty amazing. Speaking of your title, let's dig into it. Before we dive into all things Claire's, we'd love to hear about your own career journey and how did you end up here as the CMO of Claire's?
I did not follow, I think, a straight path to in marketing. You know, I think most well-heeled marketers either started a J&J or a P&G. I started my career at the Walt Disney Company.
That's not bad either.
Yeah, I know. I learned everything I know from Mickey Mouse. So I think I've always sort of taken a different route, you know, both in my life and in my career. But I love that I started my career at the Walt Disney Company. I attended law school. I never became an attorney. I had always interned in advertising agencies when I was in college. And I thought, you know, there's something about marketing. And so went to Disney, learned everything that I could about brand building and learned about storytelling. And I think that focus like has really served me well in my career because skip to, you know, where we are today and storytelling and content are at the epicenter of communication with the audience and group that I just so happen to be targeting and that most brands are trying to win over, which is Gen Z and Gen Alpha. So, you know, In some ways I was a little bit of an odd bird for many years, but I think that skill set has really made me quite unique and different. So, I've had kind of an eclectic career. I've toggled across, you know, several industries. I've worked in the entertainment industry for Disney and NBC Universal. I spent time in the fashion and omnichannel retail business for Calvin Klein, Gap Inc. I was the chief marketing officer for Liz Claiborne's Lucky brand. I spent time in the beauty industry for Revlon. I have, you know, beverage experience. I was the first ever global chief marketing officer for brand Pepsi. I spent time at Playboy, which I will write a book about someday because I was there when Hugh Hefner was alive. So that was quite crazy. And, you know, when I think about all of the companies and industries that I've worked in, there is a thread running through all of it, which is I think that the brands that I've worked on and the companies that I've worked for are all heavily steeped in culture. I think that they all put marketing and design at the center of what they do, very consumer-led, consumer-focused. And I think that I also tend to go into companies at a time when there's a major transformation going on. So at a time when the company needs to think differently, they need to pivot, or they're about to experience explosive growth, which in some ways led me to Claire's and taking the job that I currently have, which is, you know, I walked into a 60-year-old mall-based brand at a time when, you know, I'm trying to target teens, and one could say, well, are you crazy? What are you doing? But I really loved the idea of reinventing this business and brand for a new generation.
I love that. I want to get into that a little bit more. So your storytelling and content background, absolutely pulling that through for the transformation that Claire's has been set up for. So Claire's, I know, has had quite the brand journey. As you said, you've gone from this nostalgic mall brand to now becoming one of Fastco's most innovative companies last year in 2023. What were those key strategies and initiatives that you used to drive that transformation at Claire's?
We really wanted to understand who this consumer was. So we target Gen Z and Gen Alpha, who I lovingly refer to as the Zalphas. And it was really about a combination of understanding who they are, what they're interested in, you know, going back to understand the history of the brand and the family that actually created Claire's, and picking what was like best about, I think, when Claire's was in its heyday. And then really trying to mesh and merge this sort of new vision for the brand. And what we set out to do was a series of what I call head-snapping precision strikes. So we wanted, you know, people and the consumer to kind of take a look at what we were doing and get them reinvigorized and re-energized and interested in the brand again. So it was, you know, we started off by making Nicola Formichetti our creative director in residence. And he, you know, it's Lady Gaga's creative director. He's known for making the meat dress. So it's like, well, wait a second, what just happened there? And you've got meat dress guy and Claire's, like, what are they thinking? So that was kind of a first step. We launched a flagship store in Paris, and we did it during Paris Fashion Week. Had no business being there. You know, usually you go to Paris Fashion Week for Chanel and some of the fashion greats, and, you know, Claire shows up. This is this sort of mass market fast fashion brand. And we ended up being lauded as like one of the parties not to miss.
Congrats.
The entire store in like a pink drape. And, you know, we had so much fun, and a great group of celebrities and influencers showed up. We then took the 60-year-old brand into the metaverse, and, you know, we created a piece of intellectual property called Shimmerville in a game. And so, again, it's like, well, wait, what is this mall-based brand doing?
So it sounds like you got out of the mall as one of your key strategies.
You know, I think what I realized is the business was always so much bigger than just its retail stores, right? Like, this is this iconic 60-year-old brand. And consumers told us, like, listen, we love you guys. Like, we would want more from you. So one of the things that we set out to do was really understand, like, what is this consumer like? What are they doing? And after talking to them, they told us they love the brand and they want more from us. So we thought to ourselves, gosh, we can be so many different things in their lives. And I think that sort of gave us the impetus to go into the metaverse and to create a game. You know, they told us that they wanted apparel to go along with the accessories, and, you know, that we could decorate their dorms and bedrooms. They told us that they would want information and content from us. Like, they said, you can give us style advice, but we'd also really love to know about the other kids in our generation. Like, what are they thinking? What are they feeling? And they also had a lot of questions about who Claire was and, like, what her life was like. So, you know, that storytelling background has come into play. We signed a deal with Sony to develop stories and Imagine Entertainment, which we're doing. And so, like I say, it was just a series of precision strikes. And in some ways, the brand lent itself naturally. Like, Claire's, if you think about it, has always been about creativity and self-expression and a little magic thrown in there. So I think some of the moves that we made were maybe outlandish, but not outlandish to the consumer. And definitely, you know, they gave us permission to, I think, take some of the strides that we did.
No, that's great. Some amazing initiatives. And I mean, clearly you successfully connected with Gen Z and Gen Alpha through those initiatives. A couple more, maybe you can go a little deeper on, The Collab and Dear Claire. I would love to learn more about those. And just in general, how does the brand approach understanding and engaging with this demographic, and what role do these initiatives play in shaping Claire's brand identity?
With this consumer, with the Z's and the Alphas, you have to really listen to them, and you have to set up feedback loops so that you can be in constant touch and communication with them. So one of the things that we wanted to do was to understand the generation. You know, they want a say in your brand. They want to provide their insight, leave their mark on it. So we created a 5-part episodic series called Dear Claire, where we took kids from all over the world and put them together to talk about, we didn't know what was going to happen. And it just so happened to be one of the most, I think, awe-inspiring meetings of the minds. They talked about everything from body dysmorphia to their insecurities to friendships to their personal style. And I think the thing that was so cool for me to sort of witness was just how supportive they were of each other. And, you know, they really shared what they were going through in their lives. So we did that. And then we also realized that we have this massive and significant platform. We have close to 3,000 stores around the world. We have a huge loyalty program with over 22 million members and growing in it. And the idea of us being this brand that could really turn its platform over to the consumer that we serve sounded really just right to do, like from a gut instinct perspective. So for the first time ever, we actually put real kids in front of the camera, kids behind the camera for our spring campaign, and called it the collab. And the idea was that, you know, they got to kind of have a say in the creative direction and the art direction. There was, you know, a young girl who is a film student at Columbia. And so she was shooting behind the scenes stuff. And it was this really sort of multi-talented, amazing group of kids that got together for the spring campaign.
I love that.
And then, you know, of course, we always have a constant research going on, both through our loyalty program. But I think we're lucky in that we've got, you know, 3,000 stores around the world. So in some ways, it's an incubation test lab for us. So we can really hear what the consumer is thinking and feeling.
Well, I want to dig into that revamped loyalty program. 22 million members is incredible. I happen to be one, a member of the C Club. I'm on the inside.
Oh, good.
And I'd love to know a little bit more, like a peek behind the curtain maybe, of what the kind of infrastructure and backbone is of that loyalty program.
Yeah, so, you know, it in some ways, it's a traditional loyalty program. You come into a Claire's and you get rewards, and it's based on a point system. And one of the things that we started to do is, like, how can we make it a little more special for this generation? So we are linking it to our game on Roblox, where you can sort of score virtual points that you can redeem in the real world. So that idea of, you know, the physical connecting to the digital, I think, is so what this generation is about. And then, you know, we're talking about where we go moving forward. One of the things that we do love the idea of is this consumer is super well-rounded. Like, we know that they're not always shopping in a Claire's. We know that they are going to other locations. They have different interests. You know, they tend to pull their outfits together with high-low. And so we want to sort of honor all of the things that they're doing in their lifestyle. So you'll start to see an evolution of the of C Club and other brands becoming involved in what we're doing. So that's sort of the future of it. But, you know, the loyalty program has been such a great way for us to stay in constant touch with our consumer. We definitely have a group of them that we talk to on a regular basis. We actually put one of the members into that five-part episodic series that we did. And so we'll continue to draw upon their interests and knowledge to make us smarter about our business.
Love that. Well, thank you for giving me some cool mom points that I'm going to score tonight when I tell my daughter that we can connect her C Club with her Roblox. I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, this podcast is titled This Modern Brand, and it doesn't seem appropriate if I didn't ask some sort of question around artificial intelligence, augmented reality. It seems to be what everybody's wrestling with these days. So would love to know your take on it. How do you ensure that Claire is remaining at the forefront, you know, adopting new technologies like this while staying true to your core values and your brand ethos?
So for us at Claire's, because of who our consumer is, like, we have to be on the forefront of anything new, and new from a technology perspective, from a culture perspective, from a subject topic perspective. Like, we have to keep rolling with what's happening. So from an AI perspective, we started dabbling early last year in AI from a creative perspective. So when we opened that flagship that I was telling you about in Paris, we actually took a storefront, and I think we said something like something new is coming. And if you looked in the windows, the entire store was like moving and crazy things were happening inside. And that was all AI generated. We then did a piercing campaign with AI generated models. And I have to tell you that the ear piercing, the ear print that we did was one of my favorites, because it was so imaginative and over the top. And it was really something that you could only do through AI. And so we did use that for some of our in-store signage. We will have a campaign coming out this summer that will be sort of focused with AI and CGI. So we are really playing with it from a design perspective. And I think that it also provides just like this unique look that I think this generation gravitates towards.
Final question for all the marketers listening for inspiration. What is it about Claire's that you're super fans? And here at Barclay OKRP, we call them true believers. What do they love most about the Claire's brand? And how do you kind of protect that and build on it for the future?
You know, I think what consumers love most about the Claire's brand is it allows them to be exactly whoever the heck it is they want to be. You can walk into a Claire's store and have, you know, pink hair one day. You can have purple hair the next. You can put on fake nails. You can just express yourself in the most outlandish or the most subtle of ways. And I think that really speaks to the humanness in all of us, right? Like, I just want to be my truest self and the truest sense of whoever it is I want to be. And frankly, that changes from day to day. And so I think that in some ways for 60 years, Claire's has allowed people to do that. And there's kind of a beauty and a safety in that. And I think that that's been a mainstay and very appealing to many generations.
Should I get pink hair or purple hair
both
next time?
Let's not choose. Let's just do both.
I'll do both.
I'll help you.
Kristen, thank you for joining us today. Absolutely amazing story. You've had an amazing career. We appreciate your insights, and thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Well, that wraps up our episode of This Modern Brand, a podcast by Barclay OKRP. We hope everyone enjoyed it. If you did, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. For more stories and insights on how to build brands people love, visit us at barclayokrp.com. Steph, thanks for joining us today.
Oh my gosh, this was great. I'm glad I got to handpick this interview. Thank you, Kristen. And thanks for our listeners for tuning in. We'll see you all next time.